It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
Okay, welcome back to the worst podcast ever, season two.
God, it really is that bad.
Season two, episode six. No, I said it like that.
We are here to talk to you today about some fantastic topics.
I gotta start. I'll just do a safety take. What's up and welcome back to the worst podcast ever, season two, episode six. I am your host, Danny Two Times.
Hello, I'm your host, Janice 2.0.
We have some insane topics today, some of which have shocked me to my core with such might that I actually had to travel to another country and seek out a priest, an ancient priest, who would actually remove some of the... I can't.
You just reevaluated your life choices.
I'm just going to get through it. We have probably the most horrifying, heinous, just disgusting topics for you guys today. Do not listen any further to this podcast. Just turn it off right now.
Or don't. You know, keep listening if you would be so inclined.
The things you're about to hear will shock you. Topics for today, guys. Topic number one, we're going to be talking about the attic people that everyone is concerned about right now.
As they should be.
What areas are most affected by attic people? What can you do about it? Topic number two, we got fact or myth. Does eating 20 cans of Campbell's Chunky Savory Pot Roast Soup actually allow you to speak to the dead? We're going to be looking at the answers there.
That is the question.
Some studies suggest yes. Topic number three today. Popular Irish rock group U2 is at it again.
Are they popular, though?
They're pretty popular, especially really? In Ireland.
Good for them.
Yeah, well, actually not good for them because U2 is at it again with disrespecting everyone's privacy by unloading their garbage music onto our devices without asking.
Why?
That's right. U2 has just released a new album. It is likely on your phone right now. We're going to be covering how to get rid of it. Where did it come from in the first place? What are the motives behind U2? And what can we do about this so it doesn't happen again? I'm fucking sick of this, aren't you, Janice?
I'm going to need some time to put my rage into words.
It took me months to get rid of that last U2 album. And anyway.
That last U2 album is still on my old iPod. Everything else is removed from it. That is all that's left.
And for the celebrity spotlight today, guys, we got Owen Wilson is building rafts again.
Wow.
But why? And where is he going?
Wow.
Some photographs have been uncovered by TMZ and other interior sources that we pull news from. So we'll be going over what we found out about this topic. It's going to be nuts.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going, but we're going to find out. Anyway, guys, topic number one, attic people. Okay. So you're probably wondering, what's up with these attic people? So they're not actually people. These are not human beings. To clarify... And, you know, we apologize if the headline was a bit clickbaity here, but these are not...
No, we don't. We don't apologize for shit.
Okay. These are not real people. They are people that are born in the attic. primarily made out of bugs.
I'm sorry, what?
So, over 87% of Americans do not, are not even aware that they need to clean their attic of bugs at least 6 times a month. Yeah, actually, according to the ACU, Attic Cleaners Union, you're supposed to clean your attic 6 times per month. I'm actually reading this on their website right now. Attic Cleaners Union.gov. That's their official website. And I'm reading it right now. It says, the average American must clean their attic 6 times per month to avoid the bugs becoming humanoid creatures, also known in layman's terms as attic people. So that was the official statement that was put out. Apparently, we were supposed to be doing this since 2010. I didn't get a memo. Did you get a memo, Janice?
I don't check my email.
Okay, so Janice doesn't check her email. That explains a lot. So yeah, you were supposed to get a memo saying clear the bugs out. The bugs will congregate, amalgamate. They will. I don't think that's a word.
Now, when you say that, makes a lot of sense.
Did I say that?
You did say that. Listen, man, what you think you're better than me?
I sent you an invite to my Harry Potter viewing party, and you did not respond.
There wasn't going to be butterbeer there. Why would I go if there's not going to be butterbeer?
Because...
Just because you don't like butterscotch doesn't mean everyone else has to suffer.
Because Daniel Radcliffe was there, and he was doing lines off of the TV.
Well, then I'm,
while the movie was playing.
Then I'm
it was
glad I didn't go
because
I don't fuck with drugs.
So here's the reason I don't care that I can't do a handstand or a splits. I was 11 years old when I started in the most phenomenally successful franchise of all time. I have some of the greatest British actors of all time on my speed dial on my phone. I have Gary Oldman, Alan Rickman, Maggie Smith, Danny Dyer. I have Danny Dyer on my f***ing phone.
He was
reading his Harry Potter
reading
lines.
The line, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he was doing lines of coke.
Anyway.
Who was that friend?
Guys, if you live in New York, New Jersey, or Rhode Island, whew, you are at a 90% risk of these attic people. So if you haven't cleaned out the bugs every 6 months for the past 14 years, you can pretty much damn well guarantee that there are attic people in your attic.
I'm gonna kill him.
Made of bugs. Kind of like a Oogie Boogie Man.
Now, I just have one question.
One, two. Yeah.
About this topic.
Three.
Who the fuck lives in Rhode Island?
I mean, I have many questions about this, but Rhode Island?
Like, who the fuck is just like, yeah, my biggest dream is to move to Rhode Island. I mean, I've never been there, so I can't say shit, but I'm just curious. What's in Rhode Island?
I'm not sure. I think just roads and islands.
Is it just like a bunch of roads on their own island?
It's like you're driving on the roads and then you hit an island and you're like, oh shit.
But it's attached to the
there.
To the continental US. So like how is it an island? Is it
a hologram?
Okay. So it's not even real.
Yeah, guys.
That explains a lot.
Guys, don't drive to Rhode Island. It's a trap. Okay. You will just fall into they call it the pit. Similar to the pit from the movie 300, only 5 miles.
You were in the pit.
Tell them how you looked him in the eye. A man who trusted you and killed him.
I don't know.
We all were in the pit.
Anyway, guys, you can check atticpeopleheatmap.com to see a live concentration of attic people in your area. Although I would just assume that you already have attic people in your attic right now. It's been 14 years, so I would say that they are... Well, in bug years, every year is 3 years. So they're about like 30 or 40 years old. And they are strong. So, I mean, they've been working out. All they can do is work out when they're up in that attic. So just be prepared when you pull that attic door down. And And in case you're wondering, like, oh, I go up in the attic once a year to get Christmas decorations. Why don't I see them up there when I go up there? They're masters of stealth. Okay. So they are completely made out of bugs, so they can actually deform into bugs again and then hide. So just be aware of that. All right, so hope everyone's staying safe out there. Anyway.
I hope you get eaten by bugs.
No, we don't. Topic number two. Fact or myth?
Myth.
Oh, some say fact. Does eating 20 cans of Campbell's Chunky Savory Pot Roast Soup actually allow you to speak to the dead? Some studies suggest yes.
Well, this is a really interesting topic, not only because I have eaten Campbell's pot roast soup on multiple occasions, and on every single one I have been contacted by a no longer living entity. I don't want to say a ghost because apparently they don't like that term. So I just thought I was insane. That would make a lot of sense.
No, you're telling me the soup.
This has happened to other people too?
No, it's the soup. So Campbell's released a statement about this in 2017. You can check campbells.gov. It says, does eating 20 cans of Campbell actually chunky savory pot roast soup actually make you speak to the dead? Yes. Unfortunately, eating 20 cans of Campbell's Chunky Savory Pot Roast Soup does allow you to speak to the dead. This was an error in manufacturing. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Is it temporary or permanent?
So it is permanent, but it's only for the dumbasses that ate 20 cans in a single sitting. So it has to be within the 1 hour window.
Well, obviously, I feel like that's pretty obvious. I am that kind of dumbass. I did that.
Oh.
So you're telling me this is going to last forever?
Yeah, this doesn't end. This doesn't end.
Great.
So yeah, that's all we have on that topic. So just make sure you don't eat 20 cans of those because you can't turn that off. You can't turn off the speaking to the dead. All right.
So many voices.
Yeah, too many voices. Topic number three for today, guys. We're trucking through.
Are we though?
Popular Irish rock group U2 is at it again with disrespecting everyone's privacy by unloading their garbage music onto our devices without asking again. You know what? I'm going to bump my forehead on the microphone too.
That's just what needs to happen when you find out that this level of narcissism is just accepted. I just, bro. And did you see further down the article? I looked it up when you first talked about it because I am so enraged.
Check your phone right now.
Yeah, you can check. You can look this up yourself. You can look this up.
Person listening, look this up. Check your iTunes right now.
Not
only check your Amazon Music. Check your Spotify.
Not only was it automatically downloaded to your phone, it also is not removable. It is permanent as well.
It's a 17-song album, and it's 43 gigs.
43?
Yeah, when I woke up this morning, I checked my phone, and the first thing that came up was, please clear, or please like allow more space by clearing pictures and videos or whatever and deleting apps. I'm like, what the fuck? Like I had like 10 gigs of storage at least, like spare. And then I was like, no, it was fucking U2 again. And I checked my iTunes. There it was. 17 songs.
Cool story.
Anyway, on to the celebrity spotlight for today.
It's the fucking worst celebrity news ever.
So Owen Wilson is building rafts.
Rafts?
Rafts again.
Rafts. He's at it again. Where's he going?
So we don't know where he's going, why he's building them, but he is planning on crossing some kind of large body of water.
Now you're gonna cut me, because we won't look at your whale. You're crazier than a road lizard.
Maybe he's got like an inflatable fetish. I know that's a thing.
No, he's building wooden rafts.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. It's really nice.
Yeah, it turns out that his role in Meet the Parents, all of the woodworking stuff in the movie, he actually built himself. He's a master woodworker. You can look it up.
Him and Nick Offerman should get together and just like build some great schools and stuff. I feel like they'd be good at that. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, but so he's building multiple rafts. So we're wondering, like, he's trying to transport either multiple other people or multiple animals. Might be some kind of Noah's Ark situation. But TMZ interviewed him, and they said that he simply mentioned he had work to do and then just continued to build.
Pillow fight!
Honestly, that's exactly what I would do. Just because someone comes up to you and asks you questions while you're doing shit doesn't mean you have to answer them.
Yeah, he's not even working in any films. Like nothing is... You'll notice that he hasn't been in a film for the past 20 years.
Good for him.
So that's where he's been. He's just been building. I think he's up to like over 700 rafts now. I don't know why he doesn't just build one big one. Although I also have no idea what he's doing. So I don't know his intentions.
What happened the last time he did this? Because I remember there was like some big controversy like a couple of years back. Well,
they asked him to stop, remember?
Because it was right around the time of the lumber shortage.
Well, the Canadian government came down and asked him, well, they demanded that he stop building these rafts because he was deforesting the entire country pretty much. He was going through 3,000 tons of lumber per week.
Motherfucking goddamn it!
He actually owns his own land where he plants rotating crops of tree saplings every year.
Wilsonville.
Yeah, Wilsonville. So exactly. So you've heard of it.
Wow.
So he had actually, well, his business partners had promised a portion of the trees from Wilsonville to go to building homes to help out with the lumber shortage. But instead, Owen refused to stop making his rafts. So why is this? Why now?
Wow.
I wonder if he's joining the race to get to Antarctica while all the ice caps are melting. There's apparently a giant oil reserve there, so could Owen Wilson be the smartest man in the world?
He's just going after the oil, you think?
It's not impossible.
Why would Owen Wilson need thousands of tons of oil?
Pillow fight!
To get to it before the government does, to make sure it ends up in the right hands.
All right. Well, it's about that time we check the Gmail.
Oh, God.
Let's check the Gmail.
So, we actually have an email here from...
Yeah!
It's in all caps, The King of Games.
The King of Games.
He says... Hello, Danny 2x and Janice 2.0. I wanted to tell you that your podcast sucks, and it made me punch a hole in my wall the other night, and now I am divorced. I am on my way.
That's what we're here for. Although, I don't think that we're responsible for your divorce. Maybe punching the hole in the wall.
Hang on.
But that can't have been, like, the first time. She can't have divorced, or they can't have divorced you for the first time you punched a hole in the wall.
He said this has to be a repeat offense.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. No, I think he's like here.
Okay, well, with that, we're going to end the podcast because we are in direct danger. So again, thank you from the both of us. I am Danny 2x. Danny 2x.
I'm Janice 2.0.
Hope you had a terrible time.
What is he? What?